In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all. Dear brothers and sisters, Saint Joseph Kafasu would go to town only when he would go to visit sick people, dying people, and those who were in prisoners. Many of them, in the miraculous way, were converted by him. The prisoners were those whom he really loved, and he would spend hours and hours among them, giving them consolation of faith. Once he was able to bring about 68 of them to the Lord. That happened in the last moment, while preparing them to be hanged. He prayed for them a lot to the Mother of God. He was asking from those who were condemned to forgive those who insulted them. He was ordering them to say the prayer of Our Father, then after the words, "Forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us." He would suddenly interrupt them and he would ask them, "Did you really say this with your heart?" The same thing can be applied for each one of us. If we forgive, we will be forgiven. It depends only on us whether we shall receive forgiveness from God for our sins. Let us pray together. I confess to Almighty God and to you, my brothers and sisters, that I have greatly sinned in my thoughts and in my words, in what I have done, in what I have failed to do, through my fault, through my most grievous fault. Therefore, I ask Blessed Mary, Ever Virgin, all the angels and saints, and you, my brothers and sisters, to pray for me to the Lord our God. May Almighty God have mercy on us, forgive us our sins, and bring us to everlasting life. In you, the strength of the weak and mortal ones who cannot live without you, help us with your grace to fulfill your commandments and to be pleasing to you in our deeds. Grant this through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God forever and ever.